Oh, look, we've always supported the cap at 1500, although we believe that it shouldn't be necessarily a target because our platform from day one has always been works and measures, environmental works and measures and system.
If people don't know what those works and measures are, what does that mean?
Oh, look, probably a good example of that is, you know, the pumps at, on Hatter Lakes. What it means is that you can get water into some of these environmental sites with minimum flows and minimum inflows.
So using the infrastructure to the to your best advantage?
To the best advantage. And dry years will show that.
So what kind of difference will this cap mean for irrigators? If they're on the ground and irrigators listening to this right now and they think, oh, a cap's been set, what does that mean for an irrigator?
Oh, I think it brings a little bit of certainty into irrigation systems. I mean, in the GMID, of which I'm one of those customers, you know, there's a certain amount of uncertainty and there's got to be a point where you really can't afford to lose any more water out of your system to keep it viable for those who wish to keep on farming.
So you're hopeful now that this will provide longer-term planning? It'll help people plan better?
It'll provide a bit of certainty going forward, but not only for the irrigators, but should also provide certainty with that infrastructure. That environmental infrastructure should also put some certainty in there for the environment.
Well, some environmental groups aren't too happy with this cap that has been introduced. They say it'll make it quite difficult to recover the rest of the water that the plan does call for. Have they got a point there?
Oh, look, there was a stocktake report released by the MDBA only a few weeks ago, and it indicates that we're on target for the 2750 with a combination of water entitlements held and environmental infrastructure. And until that plays out, I think they're probably grasping at straws, to be honest.
Do you think, though, it could be harder to get water savings now if you're looking at, like you say, upgrading pipes, upgrading channels, the infrastructure side of things, instead of just buying the water back?
Oh, look, the connections program within the GMID, it's had a few issues, but they're on target for water savings through that program. Once again, it delivers certainty for irrigators.
Richard Anderson, thanks for your time today.
Thank you.